Country 102.5. It is Jackson and Ayla Brown. Ayla will be back with us tomorrow. Today, recording artist and writer Adam Hambrick is here straight out of Nashville way of Arkansas and Mississippi.
Yep.
So tell us about, you know, a couple of the songs that he has written. We're going to play one of them is for Dan and Shay, How Not To. Also, Justin Moore's Somebody Else Will.
Yeah.
Tell us about, like, how you got into music. Like, what'd you grow up on? Who were, like, your favorites?
Man, when I was a kid, it was all country music. Like, it was, Garth Brooks, Alan Jackson, freaking Joe Diffie. Like, you know, and Queen Reba. Like those were the songs that made me love songs, made me love storytelling, right? And gave me the bass line for what a song was. And then when I was in high school, I kind of got into a lot of, like, rock and pop music. Foo Fighters, one of my all-time favorite bands.
Nice.
Third Eye Blind, Incubus, anybody?
Yeah.
And so like a lot of those bands were just like bands that I loved and music that really moved me. Went through a big pop punk phase in college.
Pop punk, so was that like Simple Plan to you and stuff like that, or was it more
like Taking Back Sunday.
Okay,
is one of my
emo.
Favorite bands. Yeah, good. Like full on emo. A lot of bands that sang like this, you know, like that thing. It was actually funny. One of my buddies, Paul DiGiovanni, who's actually from Boston, he was in that band Boys Like Girls, and we met in Nashville.
Yes.
And so he's got all these stories from his pop punk days. And
right.
I just
he's
like,
writing a lot now in country music,
yeah.
Isn't he?
So I actually wrote How Not To for Dan and Shay with Paul.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And anyway, that's what you call a side note. After college, like somewhere in there, John Mayer became a big influence of mine, and like I kind of steered back toward like these singer songwriters, and I started making that sort of music on my own. And then after college, I'd made this record back home in Arkansas with just some friends of mine from church, and I was doing some local morning TV show to kind of promote it, and Justin Moore just happened to be at home in Arkansas, just happened to be watching TV one morning, and he's like, he saw me, and he was like, man, that guy's pretty good. And he made a phone call to his producer. His producer's looking for young talent to work with. And that turned into me coming to Nashville once a month for a little while to kind of learn the business and learn like songwriting. And that just ended up like giving me the opportunity to come to Nashville. And now we've just, you know, been trying to make the most of it.
That was the beginning of it? Was Justin Moore?
That was the beginning of it. Was Justin Moore, yeah.
Wow, and what a monster song, Somebody Else Will. And then how'd you get linked up with Dan and Shay?
That was a thing that just sort of also happened by chance, you know. I sort of won the songwriter lottery with Justin seeing me, and then How Not To actually went number one first. But that song kind of found its way in there at the last minute when Dan and Shay, they were on their way into the studio. And Dan reached out to our buddy Rohan, and said, "Hey man, send me a hit song." And so Rohan sent him "How Not To," that me and Paul and this guy Kevin Bard had written, and it just like 2 hours later they recorded it, and then
That's
a couple
crazy.
Months later it was a single.
What did they hear? Was it you? Like the demo? Was
it
you singing it?
Yeah.
So they heard that
for sure.
Wild.
Yeah,
right,
it was wild.
Play that song right now. We're going to get more into your stuff as well. We got your song, Rockin' All Night Long. We're going to play that in just a little bit as well. This is Dan and Shay, written by Adam Hambrick, who's here with us all morning long. How Not To.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.